The period of civil war has ended. The rebels have defeated the evil galactic monarchy and established the harmonious Federated Alliance. Now, Ambassador Plek Dexeter and his intrepid crew travel the farthest reaches of the galaxy to explore astounding new worlds, discover their heroic destinies, and meet weird bug creatures and stuff. This is Mission 226.
Dar?
Yeah, what's up?
Can I ask you, like, a personal question?
No.
Okay. Hey, C-53?
Yes?
What species is Dar?
Ambassador Dexeter, I believe you just asked Dar whether you could ask her a personal question.
You can just keep
And she responded in the negative.
Okay, that's, yep.
I would feel I was invading her privacy to reveal that information.
No, we don't need to talk. I get that now, we don't need to talk. I was just curious. Hey, Bargy?
No, I get it.
We're not,
But were you about to ask?
That's irrelevant at
this point. The answer is no.
Were you about to go over my head and ask a second person what species I am?
No, you're a fascinating creature. You're like huge. You're covered in like these furry scales. I just can't imagine a planet full of you. That would be crazy.
Crazy?
No, like, awesome. I mean, maybe it's just because I shot you and you're totally fine now, but I don't know. It's very impressive.
You could also shoot me and I would be fine.
Listen.
Am I also crazy?
I know. I didn't mean to shoot Dar.
You could shoot me if you wanted to.
Okay. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
You're very fast and loose with your body.
This body is merely a frame. One of many I have existed in over the course of my time here in the galaxy.
Wait, you don't associate your identity with your body?
Absolutely not. My consciousness is seated here. Yes. This glowing cube contains my consciousness.
But the body that you're in is, like, not you?
No, I am the cube.
Now, you're more than just a cube.
I'm actually not.
Okay, well, yeah, but you're also... Like, we have a relationship. That makes you exist outside of that cube. Like, I have an image of who you are in my head right now.
That does not impact my cube.
Okay, yeah, but it does. Like, when you die, you know, they always say, like, when you die two deaths, right? Like, you die when your bodily functions stop, and then you die when the last person, your name is spoken for the last time.
I could create a subroutine that would continue my name being spoken until the end of the galaxy.
Oh,
would
man.
That ensure my immortality?
Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah, let's all do that.
Uploading subroutine now.
Put my name in there.
Very well.
Thank you.
Your name and mine will be echoed until the end of the Federated Alliance.
This is great.
Ambassador Dexeter, we have an incoming transmission from Junior Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundeloy.
Hey, Nermit.
Hello.
Wow, is that a new shirt?
Thanks for noticing.
I like it.
They issued these to some of the people in the department. It's actually to indicate that I've had 5 demerits, but luckily it's a nice shirt.
Does your species, like, traditionally wear clothes?
Yes. What kind of question is that? We're not a planet of nudists.
I'm a nudist.
Right. It's very rare for ships to wear clothing. It tends to burn.
Back in the day, I used to wear the shortest skirts.
Oh,
you had a skirt. You had a skirt?
And the cutest little tiny, tiny tops.
I am projecting some old pictures of Bargy.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. I like it being around the, engines like that.
Yeah, they used to call me Double D Bargy.
What did the D stand for?
Diesel.
Oh.
And disease.
And disease was the other D?
Diesel and disease.
Wow. These pictures are very popular on certain Silge websites.
What does SILJ stand for?
I'm afraid it is not safe for work. Junior Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundeloy, am I allowed to continue?
It's a request for information. It's within your protocol.
Ships I'd like to chuck.
Oh boy, okay.
Yeah. Wow, yeah.
That would not have been authorized if I knew where that was going.
Let's just say many people did.
Bargy, when you would leave atmospheres, would the clothing burn up?
They were painted on.
Oh, okay, that makes way more sense.
That's really clever.
Thank you very much. Of course, yes. Each time I would go through atmospheres, the paint would come off. So what you did ask me is true.
A similar problem.
I would be painless, and it's caused a lot of decay. Mm-hmm. That's why I have all these weird boils and bubbles.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I have to get surgery upon surgery upon surgery. The skin you see now, not skin, how do you say? Right. It's not mine, it's synthetic.
It was not synthetic before?
No.
No, that was original Hull.
Yeah.
Right.
Bargy, I promise we will keep this information confidential.
It's all right, I already wrote an autobiography about it.
Very well.
Now, Nermi, on this next mission, how many demerits do we need to earn to make you lose that shirt?
Oh, boy. I mean, I think that's just five more.
Huh?
But we're all in this together, and let's go get them.
Who are we going to get?
Well, it's actually pretty exciting. You are going to the forest moon of Grinlin.
Huh.
Now, this is a location that has been giving off life readings, but so far, the Federated Alliance has not been able to locate the actual life forms on this moon.
Hmm.
However, very exciting development. The Alliance has intercepted a signal from Grinlin requesting a visit by Alliance ambassadors. So, this is great. Welcomed with open arms. We can figure out if there are valuable resources there. It's a beautiful, verdant, kind of almost magical place, and I think we scored on this one.
Projecting images of the surface.
Yep, check that out.
Yeah, wow, it's gorgeous. And sort of adorable.
Lush.
Well, let's give it a shot. Bargy, let's head in.
All right. Toot, toot, toot.
Hello. Hello, is anyone out there? This is Rebel Leader Rolfus Tittle with a critical announcement. Support for the rebellion against the Federated Alliance comes from MeUndies. When I'm on a speeder ride to collect potable water, or crouched hiding from Alliance soldiers inside a ventilation duct, there's nothing worse than uncomfortable, chafy, righty-uppy undergarments. That's where MeUndies comes in. MeUndies will be the most comfortable pair of underwear that you will ever own, made from sustainably sourced fabric that is three times softer than cotton. Unlike Alliance-issued skivvies, which are like 5% as soft as cotton tops. And MeUndies comes with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. You will love your undies or get your money back. Order now and get 20% off your first pair, plus free shipping. I can't imagine what they're spending to ship these beauties to the Zig Squadron. Anyway, your junk deserves wonderful covering. Go to MeUndies.com/Zix, ZYXX, for that special offer. That's MeUndies.com/Zix.
AC-53, I don't see who we're supposed to be meeting here. It's just a bunch of bugs and plants.
I'm told there's a delegation awaiting us.
Huh.
But I'm afraid I do not see anything either.
Whoa! That was where was that coming from?
It was me! Hi!
Oh.
I'm Shatana.
I literally can't see you.
Ambassador Dexter, I've engaged my magnification. The people of this world are very small.
Oh, okay, well,
You're too big!
Oh, okay.
Wow, okay.
You're way too big!
I mean, yes, I am.
Dar is
very big.
Dar is big.
I can say that. You can't say that.
Okay, well, sorry.
Ambassador Dexter, allow me to project Shatana.
Oh. Oh, hey, wow.
Hey.
I like your wings.
Thank you. I just got them done.
Really?
Yes, I got them fluffed and bedazzled.
That's beautiful. It's beautiful.
It's because it's my wedding day.
You're getting married today?
I'm getting married today.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you. That's why we invited you.
Oh. That's very kind of you to allow us to join you for your wedding day.
Well, it's actually because one of you is supposed to be my husband.
Oh.
One of the three of us?
Yeah.
Well, let me just take myself out of the running first.
Why?
I would love to know what it was like, believe me, but I would squish you, turn you to dust.
You don't have to worry about that, because we have this machine that can shrink you. So you could be as big as me!
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm pretty big. I'm a princess.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, that's why the horn went off.
Oh, right, I remember that.
The horn.
Of course.
I am a princess.
Congratulations. Well, I mean...
I didn't do anything for it. I was just born.
Oh.
My dad's a king. And my mom's a queen.
Right. Well, you say you can shrink us down. Should we do that? Would that be easier for us to talk?
Yes, please. Let's do it.
I mean, C-53, how does that work on your circuits and stuff?
I think it's fine.
Everyone usually stays okay. Your insides should be the same.
Usually.
We have some slip-ups, yeah. But
could you define a slip-up?
Death. Some people have died.
Oh, well, that would be a slip-up.
Well,
yeah.
I cannot die, so perhaps I should go first?
Sure.
All right, I'll just get this laser, and I'll point it at you, and... Yeah!
C-53, where did he go? Are you small?
Can you not see me?
No, I...
I'm down here.
Okay.
I'm raising my arm.
I mean,
that's
we
not
can't
helping.
See that.
Yeah, that's not really helping.
All right, I'm firing a flare.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a little glow worm.
That's
right. Oh, man. Do me next.
1, 2, 3.
Oh. Hey, there you guys are.
You've disfigured him horribly.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my hands and my legs are so tiny. My head is so huge.
Yeah.
I'm adorable. When you make me big again, can I just be a bigger version of this?
We'll see. Here's hoping.
Great.
All right, now your turn, Dar.
Okay.
1, 2, 3.
Oh.
Wow, look how teeny tiny baby I am.
Well, you're smaller.
Yeah, Dar, you're about the size that I was before I got shrunk down.
Look at me. I'm so cute.
Dar, please.
I'm so cute.
Watch your movements there.
You're
very dangerous.
You're going to crush us if you keep
But I want to shake my teeny tiny little fanny.
Okay. Is that what you think I'd like, small and cute?
Yeah.
But look at me now, though. My head's so big. My head's like half the size of my body.
You look like one of those toys you get from a machine.
Right.
Okay.
I think you look like royalty.
Thank you.
Oh.
Wink, wink.
Oh, see? Good. It's happening.
Shatina, perhaps you should show us your village?
Sure. If you walk this way...
Okay.
Look to the left, you'll see a waterfall.
It's beautiful.
That's where we do our baths, which are very graceful. We make a whole thing about it. We have choreography. We actually kind of rehearse our baths.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. There's a lot of lore around us being fun and flirty while we're taking baths.
May I say this is a very... adorable planet.
Yeah.
No, you may not.
But it is so cute. Everything's so miniature.
No, it's normal size. You're too big.
All right, fair enough. But the color palette is very bright and
pleasing.
Yeah, I guess so.
Warm tones.
Yeah.
Many Tellurian babies have bedrooms painted in these colors.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
This sort of looks like my bedroom, actually, this place.
You mean your baby bedroom, not your...
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, it's like you get used to something, and then as you get older, it's sort of...
You're still living in a baby bedroom.
Yeah.
Hmm.
What do you make? Do you guys export anything, import anything?
No, we're pretty self-sufficient. It's kind of like a trade community, so you have to use your skills, and then you trade.
Shatina, what is your trade that you offer?
Kisses.
Oh, I think that's pretty cute.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you feel like we're fixating on the cute thing?
It just feels patronizing. We take ourselves very seriously, but everyone who comes here thinks we're so cute.
But your job is kisses.
And you have bedazzled wings.
Yeah, well, you're shiny.
I'm very shiny.
Yeah.
That's pretty cute.
Well, thank you.
In addition to kisses, what other things do you make here?
Well, we make wishes and dreams and hope.
Can you barter one for the other?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh. You might trade a wish for a dream.
Exactly.
How many wishes can you get for a dream?
42 wishes for one dream.
Wow, dream. Very powerful currency.
Yeah, see, on my planet, I think wishes would be more.
You think so?
Yeah, because...
Well, think how easy it is to make a wish.
Anyone can make a wish.
Oh, okay.
But you have to really focus if you want to have a dream.
So the wishes don't come true. They're just wishes.
Oh, exactly. You can have as many wishes as you want. They may not happen.
Yeah, you've got to focus a bit.
That makes sense. Do you guys sell wishes that do come true?
Yeah, but that's a lot of money.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Fair enough.
This is a really pleasing place to be.
Yeah.
Plek, it sounds like you're starting to like your new home.
Yeah.
I mean, see if it would it be... Like, I couldn't marry someone on this
Absolutely
planet.
Absolutely, you could marry someone on this planet.
Oh.
As
really?
A team of ambassadors, we are required to do many diplomatic functions that, while perhaps unusual, might be necessary to secure footholds into certain worlds, so certainly you could marry Princess Shatana.
Huh. I just...
And if you look to the right, that's where we have our horses that we ride to, like, fight battles and...
Ooh, can I ride one?
Oh, no, you're too big.
Yeah, Dar, you are really much, much larger.
Dar, look at your own hand. You could... Pick up one of the horses.
Can I pick up one of the horses?
No, please don't. You'll scare them.
Oh.
Oh, dear.
Put the horse down.
But it's so cute.
No, put the horse down. No, Chuckles. That's my horse. Just take a deep breath, Chuckles.
There.
Is Chuckles all right?
No, she's fine. We should just keep moving on this tour.
You scared my horse to death!
We should just keep this tour moving.
No. Oh, man, your wedding day.
On my wedding day!
Dar.
I can't believe this.
Dar, listen.
You have to understand, this is so rare. Plek is the one who usually messes things up. And now that I'm Plek's size, I'm the one messing stuff up.
Do you think that's what it is? It's I'm the wrong size?
I mean, also, it's your personality.
Oh,
I'm sorry, it's just that everything is so cute, and I just love cute.
It's not cute. It's normal. It's normal to me. You're the one you're weird. All of you. What? Freaks of nature.
What?
I mean...
I'm your size now.
Yeah, but you have a big head and tiny hands.
In Princess Shatana's defense, you are very strangely proportioned right now. Your head is at least a third of the mass of your body.
C-53, we've seen creatures with thousands of eyes... Plek,
just nod in agreement.
Oh, whoa.
There we go.
Face down in the dirt.
Ugh.
My daughter.
Oh.
Dad!
Are these the people who will become your groom today?
Well, I thought so, but I hate them.
What?
They're so awful. They killed my horse.
We did do
accidentally.
That.
Chuckles, the horse that... When we gave birth to you, we also gave birth to Chuckles.
Yes! Oh. My twin horse!
Let's click back there for a second.
You birth a girl, but also a horse?
Yes, every other thing that we birth is a horse. Is that sick to you?
It's not sick, it's just unexpected.
But you know the law. If you're a princess, you must marry someone outside of the land.
So who did you have to marry?
I married a Phlegarian.
Ooh, that's a lot of spikes.
Yeah.
She has a great personality. Very funny. Stand-up comedian. She's very... You should see her. She's playing at the Laugh Hulk next week.
She makes fun of me all the time. Mm. I'm like, please don't use me in your material. And she doesn't listen. She makes me look foolish. And I'm not. I'm just normal. I'm a normal teenage fairy.
You seem normal to me. Your proportions are totally regular.
Your proportions are totally regular?
Well, I mean, as opposed to me, who is...
You might marry Shatana.
Well, but yeah, you
Not
were making fun of the size of my head.
I'm just saying you're far outside the parameters I normally associate with a Tellurian. Yeah. It's very upsetting to think about. Seriously, does your neck hurt? It doesn't hurt at all.
These can't be the only choices. I don't want to marry any of these people. I want to marry Juno! Dad!
Juno is a horse!
But I love him!
You cannot marry Juno!
Juno! Oh, Juno, I love you!
I understand you have a connection. I know. I wanted to marry Ploop-Ploop, okay? Ploop-Ploop was the love of my life, but I could not. I had to settle for your mother, and you will have to settle for one of these, unless somebody else appears in the next 5 minutes.
Okay. I can't see you.
I feel like a lot happened.
This is, yeah, look, we got into the...
Juno's getting upset.
We got into the middle of, like, a dispute here.
I have to go deal with the guests, okay? You figure this out!
Princess Shatea, we are very sorry for having stumbled into this.
Juno, calm down!
Ambassador Dexter, do not look Juno directly in the eyes. That will be viewed as a challenge.
Listen, Juno, I mean you no harm.
You don't have to worry, Juno. You're more man than any of them.
Well, you two use a lot of tongue when you're affectionate.
Especially Juno.
Yeah.
So, Princess Shatea, sorry to interrupt. I guess I'm a little confused. Is your dad angry with you because Juno is not from off-world? Or because Juno is a horse?
Would you be allowed to marry an off-world horse?
I never even thought of that. But I wouldn't. I love Juno.
But what if we made Juno look like an off-world horse?
Can you do that?
If we enlarged him?
We can give it a try.
Sure. Is there a language barrier with Juno? Do you feel like you can't really communicate?
No, we communicate just fine.
You can understand what those grunts mean?
Yeah. Here we go, Juno. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3.
That's an incredibly large, bedazzled horse.
I must say, he would present well as an off-world horse, but would your father be fooled?
I hope so.
Don't you think your father might be a little suspicious when Juno is just sort of not around?
Oh, I'll say that Dar killed him.
An excellent defense. Dar has already killed one horse.
We don't know that. We don't know that Chuckles is dead.
We know. Okay. You know.
You're taking it very well.
Yeah, I don't know how it works on this planet, but on Rangus 6, where I'm from, if a horse even breaks a leg, that horse is pretty much done.
Really?
You don't have any horse hospitals or doctors?
No,
of any kind?
No. If a horse breaks its leg, you just kill it.
That seems extremely wasteful.
What happens to a Tellurian when they break their leg?
I go to the doctor.
What?
Why wouldn't you treat them the same?
I mean, I'm not a horse doctor, so I don't know, but I'm just saying...
Oh, so now you're saying there are horse doctors, no, and yet you still kill the horses. Very nice, Pleck.
These are evil doctors.
What about the Tellurian mothers who birthed those horses?
That's the confusion. That's not how it works on Rangus 6.
How does it work?
Horses are just, they just have other horses.
What, so horses give birth to other horses and no Tellurian?
So you can mate with any horse you want.
No.
There's no rules, right? Because you're not at risk of sleeping with your brother or sister.
That would be impossible.
That would be impossible. It's sort of frowned upon on Rangus 6, but not for that reason. It's a different...
Why is it frowned upon?
It's just not a lot of interspecies hookups. On Rangus 6.
Sounds like sort of a boring planet.
I mean, it is. I mean, to be fair, it is. It's a total backwater, you know.
Very close-minded. Oh, my father is here!
Oh.
The guests have arrived. We're ready for the ceremony. Oh. Which one did you choose?
I chose this new being, Fruho.
That's right. Fruho was on our ship and just...
He's our horse.
...came down.
One of our ship horses.
Something familiar about Fruho. Fruho, where are you from? Tell me your story before I give my daughter away.
Could you understand that?
Yes,
of course we could.
I don't know.
Wow. You're perfect. You're good. These other three are garbage. I was so worried. I was about to hand her off to three pieces of garbage.
Well, that's not entirely fair.
We're really just here doing our jobs.
I have been called worse.
Just unattractive pieces of garbage.
Now we're just belaboring the point.
I honestly was going to go blind voluntarily after the wedding because I never wanted to see her with these garbage pieces of monster.
Now,
but you You are a beautiful species, and I cannot wait until the public viewing of your mating happens.
Hooray! It's a public viewing of us consummating in front of the whole town. They have to judge it to say, oh, this is beautiful lovemaking. They should do this forever. And if they don't like it, we both get killed.
This is a brutal society.
Seems normal to us.
Well,
there's actually four other planets in the Federated Alliance in which the quality of lovemaking is judged before marriage can continue.
Really?
Most of those planets will just send you to an education course if your lovemaking is not sufficient, as opposed to
I can see that.
Yeah.
And we're pretty open-minded, so everyone's like, oh, you do your thing.
Oh, okay. You know? So it's pretty rare then.
Most people are like, we're just happy you're happy.
That's good.
The guests are here. We're ready for the ceremony.
You know...
Shouldn't we size Fruho down before the ceremony, or...
Is this not a size?
No, this is...
I was merely suggesting it would be terrifying to have Princess Shatana engage with Fruho, a full-sized horse.
We will find a way.
Rebel leader Sisu Gundu with an important announcement. Support for the rebellion against the Federated Alliance comes from ModCloth. ModCloth is a source for unique women's fashion in a broad range of style for every season. Summer, fall, Zestarkatar, etc. When people locate our secret rebel base, which is rare, one of the first things they say is, wow, you are incredibly well-dressed rebels. Okay, here's our secret. We get our outfits from ModCloth. Do you need outfit advice? I mean, we sure did. We're focused on digging bunkers every day. Just reach out and get free sizing and fit and styling help from their team of mod stylists. They're very nice people. Here's what you do. Go to modcloth.com. That's modcloth.com and enter promo code 6, ZYXX, at checkout to get 30% off your order of $100 and more. Are you kidding me with this deal? Modcloth.com, promo code 6. Do it for the rebellion.
It was really nice of her to still let us come to the wedding.
Can't believe they found something for you to sit on.
Before me, I have my daughter. And the... What are you? You're a... Yes. The horse that will marry her. I've always wanted my daughter... to be with someone she loved. Well, we all know in this community that could never happen, but this magnificent beast is the next best thing. Please exchange your vows in front of everyone.
Fruho, from the moment I laid my eyes on you, I knew that it was meant to be. You're beautiful, you're smart, you're funny, and I can't wait to spend the rest of my life with you. Which will be, like, 15 years.
Oh.
They're very small, their lifespan, sir.
This is a wedding.
I'm aware it's a wedding.
Oh.
Very rude of you.
Oh, here come the waterworks.
Dark, are you crying?
Don't look at me right now. Well,
wait, C-53, what is happening?
It is a very stirring vow from Fruho.
It's poetic?
But it is not in any way false. It is just the truth.
It's beautiful.
Man, I really wish I could understand what he was saying.
I now pronounce you bride and groom!
Yay!
Wow.
I really wish she'd shrunk down that.
And now that his tongue is three times her size.
Fruho's tongue is just enveloping her.
Ugh. Is he gonna swallow her?
Oh boy. Wow. Oof. I think.
If anybody objects, now is time to speak.
What? The ceremony's still going on? I'm pretty sure Shatana just got eaten.
Does that happen a lot during these ceremonies?
They are now as one. Isn't that what a husband and wife is? Well, my wife is inside of me. She will be performing via me next week.
Oh.
My wife has been with me this entire time. The husband eats the wife.
The husband eats the wife.
Uh-huh.
Now, maybe we should be getting back on our ship?
Yeah, should probably go.
Unless you'd like to regale us with some of your wife's stand-up comedy?
You know what? I do. Please put your focus on my stomach for Madeline P. Hauser!
I don't think you have to clap before.
All right, I'm not sure.
Hey, my daughter. My daughter's such a princess that whenever she goes to the mall, she comes back with a crab.
See, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Whew, that got dicey there, guys.
I think your head is still the wrong size.
What?
Yeah. See?
My sensors indicate that it's the right size, but it still looks wrong.
Huh.
Ambassador Deck Center, I have an incoming transmission from Junior Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundaloy.
Okay. Hey, Nermit.
Hey, Ambassador Deck Center. Tell me the rank of Missions Operations Manager that was allowed to authorize miniaturization. It's several ranks above me. It's certainly not the level of the ambassador, and you guys are shrinking and unshrinking and enlarging, and a lot of demerits are being leveled on your old Junior Missions Operations Manager.
Oh, boy.
Okay, yeah. Oh, you went to the wonderful forest moon of Grenlin.
Yeah,
was it nice?
I mean, not really. It was sort of weird.
Oh, was it weird? Was it weird to almost get married and kill some horses? And
okay, it was
that was
fault.
A mistake.
It was fairly weird.
And honestly, we thought it was going to get really weird, but turns out getting married on Grenlin means eating your spouse, not jucking it. So we were relieved, honestly.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're relieved. And you were presented with a princess, royalty of the planet, with whom you could have established relations on behalf of the Federated Alliance, which would be a great thing to do.
She hates us, yeah.
I know.
Mm. Oh, wait. I see
yeah,
what you're getting
you were presented with a wonderful opportunity that could have shown the power and oomph of this team that I run, and, you know, you pooped the bed as they, whatever.
Okay, listen, Nermit, I'm sorry, but it is hard to take you seriously when you're not wearing a shirt.
Oh, really? Oh, do you think you're alone in that? It seems like no one can really take me seriously when I'm trying to stand in line in the cafeteria and they say, where's your shirt, buddy?
You can't even put your shirt on to go to the cafeteria?
No.
Listen, Nermit, you don't have to be embarrassed around us, okay? Like, you're not even the same species as me. I wouldn't be embarrassed to see you without a shirt on.
In fact, Nermit, you are so fired up right now.
Yeah.
The whole
yeah.
shirtless thing, talking passionate, it's working. It's really working
Whoa.
For me.
It's inspiring. You know what? I'm going to take off my shirt.
Yeah, you do.
Solidarity.
You don't have to do that. But
nah. I'll take off my shirt.
Yep. See?
I will remove my exterior torso casing.
I mean, you guys don't have to do that. I mean, it's a...
I'm gonna take it off too.
What does that even mean?
What are you taking off?
Same thing, engine.
Don't take off your engine.
Chuck my life.
Credits and attributions droid commencing outro protocol. Ambassador Plek Deck Center was played by Alden Ford. C-53 Diplomatic Relations and Protocol Droid was played by Jeremy Bent. Security Officer Dar was played by Ali Kokesh. Junior Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundaloy, Juno the Horse, and Fruho the Orse were all played by Seth Lind. Barge the Ship and the King and Queen of Grenland were played by Mujan Zulfagari. Shatina, the Fairy Princess, was played by special guest Sashir Zameda. You can see her stand-up special, Pizza Mind, on CISO.com, or follow her on Twitter at TheSheerTruth. Mission to Six is recorded at Bronze Studios in Greenpoint, Brooklyn by engineer Shane O'Connell. This episode edited by Seth Lind with sound design and mix by Shane O'Connell. Music by Brendan Ryan. Opening crawl narration by Jeremy Crutchley. Ship design for the Bargerian Jade by Eric Goyce. Mission to Six is brought to this galaxy by Audioboom. Thanks, Audioboom. The official Mission to Six website is missiontosix.space. That's right, that's our website. If you're enjoying Mission to Six, please consider leaving a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or iTunes. If you dislike the podcast, please write your review on a small piece of paper and insert it into the flap or chute of your choosing.
Oh boy. I think,
if anybody objects, now is time to...
No, I think... Is this still part...